This is so. Hi, good. Welcome to my podcast. This is Irene. Today, I'll be talking about the basement complex of Nigeria. The basement complex is one of the three major lithopetrological components that makes up the geology of Nigeria. It is part of the Pan-African Mobile Belt. It lies between the West African and Congo Craton and south of the Tuareg Shield. It is intruded by the Mesozoic Younger Granite of the Jos Plateau. The basement complex has recorded four major orogenic cycles. They are the Liberian Orogeny 2700 MA, the Ebonian Orogeny 2000 MA, the Kibaran Orogeny 1100 MA, and lastly the Pan-African Orogeny. The first three orogeny resulted in intense deformation and isoclinal folding accompanied by regional metamorphosing, which was further followed by extensive magmatization, while the Pan-African orogeny was accompanied by regional metamorphosing, pigmatization, extensive granification and nicification, which producing tectonic granites and homogeneous gneisses. The basement complex is divided into four major lithopetrological units. They are the migmatite gneiss unit, the schist bed, the older granite, and the undeformed acid and basic dikes. The migmatite gneiss complex makes up 60% of the surface area of the basement complex. The migmatite gneiss complex was affected by three major orogenies: the Liberian Orogeny 2700 MA, the Ebonian Orogeny 2000 MA, and the Pan-African Orogeny 600 MA. Areas where you can find rocks that are of migmatite gneiss complex in the northern part of Nigeria, the western part of Nigeria, and the eastern part of Nigeria. In the northern part of Nigeria, migmatite gneiss can be found in Abuja, in Kefi, in Akwanga, in Bauchi, in Kaduna, in Kano, Futua, Okene, Ajaokuta, Ebe. And then in the western part of Nigeria, we have migmatite gneiss complex rocks in Ibadan, Ile-Ife, Akure, Ikere, and in the eastern part we have them in the Obudu and the Oban Mafics, which is in Cross River State. Now, what are the rocks? How do we know rocks that are migmatite granite gneiss complex? Migmatite granite gneiss complex, there are banded gray gneisses. Example, the banded gray gneisses we have in Ibadan. They are of migmatite gneiss complex, and they are also granite gneiss, the mixture of granite and gneiss, the same that we have in Ibadan. So basically, when you go to Ibadan and you see a rock that is banded gray and gneiss and the origin is of mantle, definitely it is our migmatite gneiss complex. Just kidding though. Okay, that's all for today. Tomorrow, our next segment will be talking about the schist bed. We'll talk about the areas covered by the schist bed, the rock types in the schist bed, the locations, the orogenic processes that took place in the schist bed, and the history of the schist bed. Thank you very much for listening. Have a nice day. Bye.